This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. We're at the Spotify studio. We dropped a bunch of cities. They're starting to sell out. Buy them ASAP.
Boston, sold out. Portland, Maine,
sold out. Sold the fuck out.
A lot of cities, and I'm not going to name names.
Right. Selling out.
Seattle, Portland, Chicago,
yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Low ticket alert.
Oh,
nearly sold out. By the time this episode drops, might be sold out. Who knows?
Oh my God.
Wow.
That rocks. I'm having so much fun. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of rooster kind of happening with my hair, which is kind of the direction I'm trying to go into.
Yeah.
But I still have one complaint, and then I'll kind of get into some stuff that I want to talk about with you with this episode. But
hot. First off. Okay, first time that's ever happened.
Kenny just took a sip of her oat milk cappuccino, and it left a lipstick mark, and it looks like straight culture to me.
It's giving straight.
Yeah.
It's giving world's largest lips.
Also, you know what it's giving to me?
Huh.
You have a substitute teacher who wears lip gloss, and she left the stain on her coffee mug. She smells like coffee and a little bit like a sweet perfume.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love a substitute teacher.
Do
you ever make any of them cry?
I was going to say, did you ever hook up with any subs?
Sub sandwiches?
Yes.
Have I hooked up with a sub sandwich? But of course.
Of course. Endlessly.
Yeah.
This week?
Yes. Yes. Of course. Did you ask me if I've ever fucked a teacher?
A substitute. Substitute doesn't count.
Like when, okay. Are you talking about in adult life then? You must be.
Yeah.
You're not talking May-December stuff.
I want to know.
No to both. The answer is no to both. No, that can't be right.
I do have to say, we saw A.D. Bryant recently do an impression of Natalie Portman in May-December.
Yeah.
And I nearly sharted my pants.
Same.
It was so funny. And then she fake called Natalie Portman a stupid bitch.
It's just very Two Dykes coded as well.
It's so Two Dykes coded
to call somebody a stupid bitch. To call an Oscar-winning actress a stupid bitch is very Two Dykes. A.D. Bryant is so funny. Here's the thing, and I'm like, listen, gender is over, but women are so funny. Every woman that I know is so fucking funny that I can't even breathe. Dude. And I haven't hung out with men in a while. I'm making a wedding list of like who's coming to the wedding and who's not, who makes the cut, who doesn't. I have no men in my family. Nazara has no men in her family that want to come to this wedding.
That's great.
We have two male friends total.
Wow.
And I'm looking and I'm like, there's going to be no men at our wedding.
This party's going to rock.
Yeah.
This party's going
to
fucking rock.
Well, nobody
rock.
Has to fake laugh at anyone's fucking uncle.
Yeah.
Because there will be no
there's
fucking
gonna be,
uncles.
There's going to be no weird groping.
No weird.
No weird eye staring.
No hugs that last too long and you go, hey.
Why does that happen? At every wedding I'm at, there is an older gentleman.
Yeah.
Whose hand slides a little too far to my crack. What is that?
Are you talking about on your
backside?
Okay, good.
Not the front side.
Okay, wait. Well, I wasn't
not
sure.
Not the front side.
Wait, I wasn't sure if you were sitting having your dinner.
And his hands and going down my front pants?
I don't know. Sorry. Sorry I asked that. And I'm sorry I asked it.
Speaking of. Front cracks.
You bitch. What?
I've never made my wife laugh harder.
Okay, great.
I'm going to tell you this, but I might cut it. If it's too graphic.
Leah's on the edge of her keyboard, like next to the scissors emoji. Okay, wait, tell me everything, you bitch.
So, you know I wear lace panties.
That's right, you're a thong gay.
I'm a thong gay.
Which is so fun because I didn't even know that they existed past the year of 2012.
Okay, so.
But here you are.
Funny you say.
Yeah.
I've been recently getting into cotton panties. But cotton thongs.
Cotton
still.
Thong. Wait, typically.
They're lace.
Is lace not cotton?
No, lace up in the front. You know, like a lace panty.
Yes, of course.
Okay. I want you to know, and we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You
have a huge pussy.
No.
Sorry. Where were you going with that?
That panties sometimes, I don't know when they need to be thrown out.
Oh, for sure.
And I've been
because you wear them raw. You wear them ragged.
I wear them ragged, and recently I blew through the front part.
Can I? I have a. I'm so sorry. I do have a clarifying question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You say blew through? Because I also want to give you some credit. If there's lace,
yeah. The lace is what broke.
A lot of lace kind of lends itself to breaking, like a fisherman.
It looked
like maybe when you're trying to catch too many fish.
It looked like a great white trying to break through the net.
Yes. Are we talking like vagina?
It was. I'm sorry for our listeners.
Yeah. Tell me where it started to poke through.
It wasn't poking.
Okay.
I blew through the ponty.
Okay.
I'm talking.
Which part?
My.
Yep.
One of them.
Okay.
Is busting
now
through.
This is actually exactly what this is what you come here for.
So I went in because I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Actually seen. I looked down and I was like.
You had one lab out.
It was.
It blew out.
Busting through. The lace ponty.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've never seen anything funnier.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And I think bodies are ridiculous. Bodies are disgusting. Bodies are stupid.
Yes. Everything you're saying is so true.
So I go out to the living room.
With it out.
I have a big t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to my wife and I go, babe, I just blew through my ponty and I lift it up. And she starts cry laughing to where I've never seen my wife laughing so hard.
Yeah.
And it made my day. And I was like, this is what love is. This is being able to show your partner.
Yeah. When you
something honestly horrifying. Have you ever seen There's Something About Mary where he gets his ball stuck in a zipper?
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Oh, my God.
But obviously not painful.
That is so funny. Mm. And it's so you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's so you to be, like, I feel like your pussy keeps coming out lately.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And my honeymoon.
Yeah.
People saw full clam.
Yeah. Like, you've been kind of like. Everyone's like, oh, you're serving cunt. Are you serving cunt? Mackenzie
serving
Jane
labia.
Goodall has been serving cunt. Like,
no, it's actually not.
Serving lab.
It's serving lab.
Cowards out there. Yeah. Oh, serve cunt all day. Show me your labia, pussy.
So for all the Dianes out there, for all the sharks,
yeah.
Go throw away your lace ponties if they're over a year old.
I feel like this just reminds me of... How many times a day do you have to tell people that maybe are related to Erica or just like strangers at a party and they ask you what you do? Yeah. And this moment kind of comes to mind. I kind of talk to my best friend about her labia blowing out of her lace panties.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
we do for
we're bringing to the table.
Were we recently talking about this on a podcast?
Your labia?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about, or was it you and I talking about this? And like, I can't tell now
what
goes on pod and what goes off pod.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I am genuinely wondering. When we talked about wanting to impress her.
I think we podcasted that,
okay.
Right? That we wanted to.
When your person's father or your person's family, your partner's family asks you
what you do for
a living. And you're like, I talk with my best friend. I record.
Right.
Conversations about my ponties being blown to bits.
And that's something that, you can't, obviously you cannot say that.
Mm-hmm.
We must have, because I think what I want to do is say business.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about business. So it comes out like.
We technically are business owners.
We're business.
I think we should say business owners from here on out. And if they say what business, you run.
You run.
You literally turn around. You actually go, la, 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 la,
no,
la,
I can't
la,
hear
la.
You. Yeah. Before we move topics.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about my panties.
I'd love to talk about your panties. How long do you wait to throw a pair of panties out?
And this is something that is tough.
Okay.
It's tough for us to get through because I want to hold on to panties for a really long time.
Yeah.
Because they're expensive. And what I'm buying are queer panties.
Wearing boxers.
I'm wearing...
What I wouldn't, they don't constitute as
panties anymore.
Panties.
No, for sure. Right? These are.
Unless, honestly, I do think that they look like what panties looked like in the 1800s for women.
Yes. pantaloons.
Yeah, they're more of like what skivvies, you would see on the Titanic.
What you swim in. I'm wondering if it's kind of fucked up now that I'm thinking about it that you know exactly what my panties look like and I have no idea what yours. I just have to use my imagination. I mean, you did take me shopping one time to buy yourself a bunch of panties from Victoria's Secret at our mall.
Which I would like to say I do not buy from Victoria's Secret anymore.
Oh.
I'm switching to a different company.
Skims.
Skims.
I feel like everyone's doing Skims.
It's Skims.
Okay, I'm wearing Tomboy X because they sent me a bunch and they lasted.
Yeah.
And this, let me tell you one thing. I worked one time in a writer's room with a man. This man was much older than me.
Okay.
And he said something, and it's honestly the only thing that I've ever remembered a man telling me.
What was it?
I, at this time, was probably 24. Mm-hmm. And I was I would show up to work still drunk two out of four times that I was there.
Yeah.
So that's 50% of the time. Uh-huh. Okay. At this point in my life, I really only had leftover clothes from when I was a waitress or hand-me-down blazers from the men in my family who have passed away.
Right.
So that's what I was wearing.
Yeah.
And I was having a conversation in the room about how many panties do men own? Because I was asking, I was like, I don't know many men. How many underwear do you own?
Can I guess?
For this man? Sure.
Do I think men own 8 pairs?
I was going to say 8.
Because I think they need enough for the week and one to wear while they're washing the other 7.
Yeah. And that's very, I feel like it's very straight man culture to have exactly 8 and no more.
Yeah.
Where I have so many underpants, and also the size of my underpants are enormous. Yeah. You know that my panties are, I'm wearing my panties right now.
Yeah.
Shoved in, I don't even know how many I have. And I was asking him how many. And then I said, because I have so many that I actually don't like to wear because they're ragged and ridiculous. Yeah. They're ragged and they're ridiculous. And he said to me, he said, one day, because I think also I said, and today I'm wearing my good pair. And you know what I'm talking about when you say good pair. You have one, like, you're like, this is my good pair. I have one that I'm like, I'm getting railed in. I have one that's Valentine's Day. And I have one that I'm like.
One that's like definitely a workout panty.
Workout panty. I have one that I'm like, if I've just freshly shaved, I'm like, this is the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
You have one where you're like, this is going to be the panty that if I die.
Yes. Yes.
I need to be in this panty.
Yeah. And I just bought a pair of Savage panties from Rihanna. Thank you. Yeah. Those are the ones. If you see my naked corpse somewhere, which I'm sure you will, make sure the ones I showed you with the heart on the leg. Do you know
already
what I'm
know
about?
That we have a death bag. So if one of us dies, the other one has to go to the corpse.
Yeah.
And put either first off, get me away from the toilet. Second off,
drag me away. If I'm within a 50 foot, which is gonna be hard. If I'm within a, you know what? Scratch that. If I'm within 5 miles of a bathroom, I'm going to come down as a ghost and be so mad at you.
Okay. First off, take me away from the toilet because you know that's where I die.
Yeah, for sure.
Second, put my rings on me, all of them.
Okay.
Every single ring I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, put me in my good panty.
Yeah, done. Done. And I will. And I will.
What does your good panty look like?
You know the good panties. Which? It's my Savage ones.
Oh, I do.
From Rihanna.
Those ones are beautiful.
They're red on the top. And then on the side, there's a heart.
Yeah.
But you
should
get them
more.
To you.
You should get more than one pair.
This is what this man said to me. He looked at me and I'll never forget because it's the only thing I remember from this time in my life. He said, someday when you're older and a little bit more established, every pair of underwear will be your favorite pair.
Like your good pair.
Yeah. He's like, every pair, every one that you have will be your good pair.
I think that is such a beautiful thing to say.
Yeah. Because
it is so, we're talking about underwear.
And honestly, what we're really talking about is self-love.
It's self-love. And I'm always saying,
not living in fear.
Take care of your puss.
Take care of your puss. For sure. But also, this is coming from somebody who does not get a period. There, that adds a different layer.
I see. I thought you were talking about yourself. I said, excuse
me. He said that.
He did. Here's what I
would say. Living every day, waking up, wearing a good pair of panties.
So that's where I'm at right now.
Will change you.
I have, ever since the blowing out the front.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
I have to.
If you could have seen it. I wish I could have taken a picture. I know.
Except for HR.
HR a little bit, but I'm getting to the point where, like, I feel like in the next year or two, we will start sending pictures of our genitals to each other. But in like funny ways.
I can't believe that you said
funny ways.
If you're listening to this podcast, if you had any idea, it is like 9:04 a.m. You can't say genitals to your coworker before 10 a.m. Like, H motherfucking R. But also, that fucking rocked. I love you.
Yeah, but I feel like it'll
be close.
It'll be in situations like this where
comedy.
It's like, you're not going to believe where my pussy was today.
Oh, that's incredible.
Anyways, I mean, I already showed you my ass. We're getting closer.
We are getting closer. I saw that bruise on your ass. You see me in my, and I'm, once I get my boob job,
yeah.
I'll probably just be topless at most times, yeah. If you're comfortable with that.
Yeah. You're almost always bottomless.
I'm almost always bottomless. Yeah. I change in front of you a lot. Anyways, theater kid.
Yeah.
My underpants.
Yeah.
And if I have said this before, please. I've been trying to get to the point where every pair of underpants I put on, I go, these are good and not blown out. However, there are a bunch, and this is where I'm like, I'm working. I have some like OCD tendencies with my clothes in a way that is like, the more stressed out I am,
yeah.
The more time that I will spend staring in my closet, planning through every clothes that I'll wear until, like, I'll go weeks, and I'll set them out. They have to be set in a certain order, and yeah. Nazara's like, why don't you wear jackets? And I'm like, you can't wash a jacket. What do I wear? I have things about.
You can wash certain jackets.
She also said the same thing, and I'm like, I'm not gonna, I only do laundry once a week, and I'm worried about what part of my body touches which part of the thing. It really rabbit holes quickly, and it is revolved around clothing in a way where I think certain brains will just clam on to certain things. For me, it is my clothes.
Okay.
And I'm trying to, like, actively work on not doing all these things, but I hold on to all of my clothes, even the blown-out panties. And I'm talking because yours blow out in the front, mm-hmm. right? So you have front blowouts.
And I do want to say, it's not because I've got a huge front puss.
Hey, nobody here is accusing you of having a gigantic clam.
I mean, you've literally said it so many episodes. You said it a lot.
Hey.
Which I'm like, I wish I could just show you.
I would love
but to, also no
to
shade
just
to
know.
Huge clams.
No. We love but all clams, all camels.
I don't know why they're blowing out. I'm wondering if it's from running or some activity.
You don't run.
And I don't know. That is weird.
This is what I want to know. And I don't know if mine blow out.
Yeah.
Only one brand blows out. And it blows out right at the BH.
I wonder
what
if that's
do you
where,
think that is.
I wonder if that's where the stitching ends. So it, you,
there is a seam there.
Yeah, I think it's probably the stitching is.
But why is it right in the center of, like, right on my BH?
I don't know, and that sucks. That sucks a lot. If a thong is actually, that's where the seam kind of comes together, is mm-hmm. around the BH. So I'm wondering if that's the strongest point of the thong.
Right. Or the most taut. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's definitely taut.
It's definitely taut. And I think because you know how much I'm rowing?
Yeah.
I'm on the water rower. Mm-hmm.
It's just
that I think if my thighs are kind of meeting mm-hmm. my core, if it's just
stretching,
pulling.
It's stretching.
It's stretching.
Because
I'm not. And you know, I don't run in panties, so it has to be that.
It must be.
Did you toss out yours?
So I have recently.
Do you have a graveyard of panties that suck? Because
no.
I do.
I threw them all out. I've been doing like a lot of mass exodus of panties recently.
You're holding your panties and you go, does this spark joy?
Yeah, and they're not. And so I've gotten all new cotton thongs from Skims and I love them.
Wow.
I'm obsessed.
Which one would you like me to bury you in just so that I can put that in my death bag?
I think it's the one I'm wearing today.
Let me see.
It's bright red.
Great. I love a bright red panty.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Wait, look how far it pulls.
Wait, I was in an 80s movie, you could bully me.
Yeah.
You could give me a full look.
Wait, this is so cool. What a fun. Wow, our sign sure is crooked, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you want to fix it?
No, man. I'm so pissed that I don't have a core. I'm so pissed I have no abdomen. I have bottom of my sports bra, top of my Gucci, and it really is showing today.
Well, listen, I don't look too hot either.
No, you do.
No.
You are hot.
Dude, if you could have seen it. It was so insane where it blew out because it wasn't dead center. It was a little off to the side and it was just like the
labia
top
area. And it must have been under a little.
It was under a little, but it was just like the top of my lip kind of poking out. Mm. And it was so ridiculous. Mm.
God, I used to really think before I saw any pornographies, I really thought that penises were down there.
What do you mean?
Like, I guess this kind of lends itself to, I one time was, did you ever have cyber sex when you were a kid?
No.
That's probably way healthier. That's probably for the best.
I was mostly playing Neopets in RuneScape. So while you were having cyber sex. With strangers on the internet.
Yeah.
I was over here building worlds.
I really think that that's beautiful.
Thanks.
Because I was in chat rooms with strangers playing online pool.
Man, it wasn't pool.
It wasn't pool.
But there were balls.
And it wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
This was somebody from
you were writing like graphic sex scenes?
Okay. I should have prefaced this by saying yes.
Are you for real?
No, I wasn't writing graphic sex scenes.
But
however,
you were having online.
I was having like romances online, and I could tell after two or three that everyone wanted to cyber. Like, that was the point of the chat room. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, early internet, like
no,
AOL.
I remember.
You know,
I remember.
AOL.
I would get in chat rooms and be like, what am I doing here?
I would get in chat rooms and I would be, I think because like I met a kid from a different school and he was like, this site's fun. I was playing pool. It's almost like, I think it's the version now of chat roulette.
Okay.
Where you go, your friends are kind of like, LOL, you see somebody playing ukulele, but really what we really know is like people are there cranking it.
Yeah.
But there is like a little bit of time where you're like, I'm interested, I'm curious what's going on. And then eventually you're like, I'm sick of
how many
the
dongs.
Crankings. Yeah. It's enough of the cranking.
Yeah.
I was at like that, but like the version of it at this time was like this like billiards type of online site.
Okay.
So I wouldn't go there to get cyber sexed. So I would leave. However, this person that I knew in real life, we were like MSN messaging. And this is the time at the internet where like sometimes you would get like a CD-ROM of like AOL free internet to like give you a little bit more juice, I feel like. I was sent a nude of somebody that I know consensually. We were like kids. We were like, what's happening here? The reason I bring it up is because I need you to know that it loaded slowly from the top down.
It's so funny to say that because I feel like they used to do that in Law & Order SVU episodes when they would be like, they would show like a girl missing.
Yes.
But it would be loaded so
slowly.
Slow.
Yeah. This is real life. Like I was like, I better open. And it was all consensual. Okay. Like I had been like, I was prepared for what it was going to be, but I had never seen a penis in real life. And honestly,
can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've never been sent a dick pic ever.
I think this is the only ever dick pic that I've ever been sent.
And was it like the year 2000?
I mean, I probably was like,
because back
I
then,
don't know how,
think about this. He would have had to use a digital camera.
Oh my God, for sure.
Not,
it was for sure a digital camera.
Because it's not a phone.
Yeah.
He would have had to then plug it into his computer,
yes.
Import the photo.
Yep. His family computer, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Nobody had, like, it wasn't an iPhone, it wasn't a laptop.
I'm going to be honest, I love
the dedication. 100%.
The dedication to get a photo like that from what I assume is a fully big handheld digital camera.
And you're not even talking about, there's no selfie mode.
No, I know.
How many did he miss?
No.
You turn around, you're completely blind.
Yes.
I hope I'm getting my genitalia.
I think most of the time it was probably half.
By the grace of God, the whole thing was in there.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I mean, it must have been a whole project.
And then to keep it looking good. You know what I mean?
For sure. I still like probably don't have an accurate. I probably still have a skewed vision of what like penises look like,
yeah.
And I don't. I've never had sex with somebody with a penis, and I've only like gay guy porn can't be. I know that porn is not real life. I know that.
Yeah,
this is the only nude.
It is, and they all want you.
And that's exactly what they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only, and I was so young, you know, you're like exploring your sexuality, but this is the only dick pic that I was ever sent, and it loaded, and I was like, I don't know, I was probably like unaware of, like, kids do weird stuff. Yeah. And I was like, at the age where you're like, I don't fucking know. I wasn't horny. I was like, I don't know. Sure. Yeah. Like, if you want to go send, I'm like, here
it's
I am.
It's more like interesting.
Yes.
I think that's
you're
what,
like exploratorily. Yeah. I didn't have brothers. Yeah. I didn't have, and I was like,
and
okay.
Also, if you did have brothers, it wouldn't be something that you would be
privy to.
Yeah. Dealing with your brothers.
Right. So after I met this kid at a roller rink and he was like, should I send you a picture? I said, sure. I said, fine.
Can I be honest? That's the gayest thing you've probably ever done.
Do you think so?
Because I'm like, what?
Do you think straight girls would be like, ew, no.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So you being like, yeah, let me check it out.
Let me pop the hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see what you got.
It feels very like, it's so not sexual.
Yes.
Like it's very much like, yeah, let me take.
It was also void of
any sexuality.
Yeah. Or even like tension or even like lust, you know what I'm saying? Like the thought of seeing like a naked woman's body at that age would have truly shook me to my core.
That's how you know that you're gay.
Yeah.
If it was a woman's body, you would have hid it deep in your closet.
My ears. I mean, I would be red still to this day at the thought of a woman from a different school sending me a nude on my computer. I'd be like,
life altering.
For sure. Well, and I'm going to hell.
Exactly.
So this, I was like, sure.
Send it over.
Like, so, do you know what I'm talking about? Really when funny. You're like, or I think also like queer kids are so particular anyways, but like being so like, sure, whatever, about any type of like sexuality with like a penis or whatever. I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking send it over, Clay, or whatever.
Let me take a look. You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, the sign fell. Let's leave it.
You gotta leave it because it's for sure broken at this point. That's such a high fall.
That poor thing, we don't take good care of it. We love the sign. Anyways, as it came over, I'm with probably also still zero to two level of emotion. Yeah. I'm interested in the way where I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's loading, it's loading, it's loading. And I remember like seeing it, kind of experiencing it in real time.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, is that a bush?
Wait.
And why is it there? Like not knowing the placement of a bush, why it would be there, like completely unaware of varying colors of bush, being like, why on earth? Like, I thought they were all fire engine red. Right?
Yeah.
And then seeing, like, a slowly loading penis on your family computer.
Yeah.
And being like, that's not at all what I thought was going on. Because I assumed Ken doll.
Yeah.
And then I assumed it wrong. And being like, well, that's not.
I wish your dad
had walked
literally
in. Being like, that can't be right.
There is no wrong and right when it comes to bodies.
Amen.
That's what I'll say.
You heard it here first. It's called body neutrality, babe. Look it up.
Look it up.
Look it the fuck up. That being said, don't send... If you're under the age of 18, we shouldn't be sending nudes. You got to be really careful out there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's... I'm shocked that somebody back in the day did that. I've never sent a nude, ever in my life.
Huh. I have...
Thousands. Hundreds of thousands.
They're playing a...
I will say, because I've sent, like, sexy pics.
For
I'm
sure.
realizing. I've sent pictures, but never full nude or where you can see my face.
I've sent full nude and of my face.
With your driver's license in
so,
it.
And the date of the newspaper right next
Passport.
To me. So many to the point where I'm like, honestly, how are they not available to the public?
I'm sure they are.
Can
I bring something up to you?
Hold on, I wanted to show you something, because you're talking about posing with nudes. All right, I'm not going to find it.
Okay.
Or wait, am I? No, I'm not. I saw a statue that was doing the exact pose that I do when I send nudes to Nazara, and I wanted to show that to you, because it's really funny. I think people, when they think nude, everyone thinks of a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Some people think dick pic, some people think pussy or tits?
I don't think so.
What do you think when you think nude? When you think sending a nude?
Usually, I'm assuming most of the ones I've gotten is a woman in...
Holes.
It's never like full frontal like that. It's usually like something seductive on a bed or in a mirror. There's usually a full-length mirror involved.
I think every one I've seen is a
full-length
mirror.
No,
I've seen some selfies.
It's usually not selfies, though.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they do have, like, a friend there. I'm assuming a friend is there, helping him take it.
Yes.
that friend is madly in love with them.
Yes.
I'm like, take those.
Every nude that I've gotten, there was a period of time where every nude I got, I knew it had been approved by the friend group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said, this has been seen by Ashley,
Tiffany, Chelsea,
Courtney's, have all had their print on it. There's like a slight sepia tone on it.
There better not be a sepia tone on
and
that.
The lighting is so good, and you're like, all right. And honestly, anytime somebody puts effort into something, I'm going to like it.
I think that's it.
I'm going to like the effort more than anything
else.
I
agree. Put some Easter eggs in there. Yeah. Make me look at that photo.
For sure.
Be like, can you spot my cat? There's no cat.
Okay, wait. Imagine sending two nudes.
Yeah. Spot the difference.
Almost the exact same.
That's funny.
There's like, there's five differences. Can you spot them? That's the kind of nude that I'm actually interested in.
Yeah. If you give that much effort.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. Tell me everything. What's happening?
Well, you know, recently this week, I sent you a screenshot of a text that was sent to me years ago.
Yes.
I want to bring it up because
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
We've had a lot of people. I've seen. We have a lot of new Sharks. We have a lot of new Dianes. We have a lot of new listeners. And I want to say thank you for listening.
Thank you.
People have been asking for backstories. Okay.
Have people been asking for backstories?
Yes. People are like, why are we called Sharks? Why are we called Dianes? A lot of people are confused. Huh. There's hundreds of episodes of Two Dykes and a Mic.
Oh, right.
So like I talked about this specific thing years ago because it happened years ago. So I'm going to bring it up now. But there's a lot of things like people don't know. Dianes? That's an inside joke.
Right.
A Diane is a Diane. I'm a Diane. You're a Diane.
Right. We're all Dianes.
Sharks? We call you Sharks because you're our Sharks. I think that explains it.
Okay, fine. Can you please tell them about this screenshot that you found and sent to me that I short laughed it at?
Okay. So this was sent July 11th, 2018 at 11:12 p.m. Okay, so the date lasted till like 11. Hi. I had fun tonight. Was sent to me.
Okay.
I said, hey, same. Hope we're not legit related. Ha ha ha.
No.
Sweat face, sweat face.
The emojis were so good in this one.
Then the person responds, oh my God, same. I'm still shook over that. Holy hell. Then at 1:25 a.m.
No, I didn't even note the time change.
So
time lapsed. Couple hours.
She says, so I have not responded to that last one. So she double texts and says, what's your great-grandmother's first name?
Ah!
And I never responded.
Yeah, if you have to ask that, we shouldn't.
No, so I was on a date with somebody who we found out we were distant relatives.
Oh my God.
And her being like, I had fun tonight, but not bringing up the fact that we figured out we were probably related, that spooked me.
Yeah.
It spooked me big time.
For sure.
For me to be like, LOL, hey, I'm really praying we're not related. I'm not trying to find out if we're related. If there's even a question.
Right, I don't
want to
know.
I don't want to know. We're not going down this road.
No, for sure.
But there was a time period where I was having Bumble fumbles, and that's why Bumble fumble was started. And this was the one where I went on a date with this girl. We thought we were related. Very scary. I got in the car. I called you immediately. And I was like, because I feel like this was the pinnacle of Ken's first dates. That were going awry.
Like comically bad.
Comically bad. Like how do you go on a date? And this girl also doesn't look like me.
Right.
My type is not blonde.
Mm-mm.
That same week, a fly had flown into my nose on a date. What is...
Like the curse that was sprung upon you.
I do believe I was cursed.
I also really am grateful that I was the first person you called after that. I remember that day that you called because I was on my patio smoking a cigarette. That's just kind of to paint you a picture of where I was at in my life.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, drunk smoking a cigarette for sure on my patio. When you called, I thought, wow, she wants to fuck me right now.
I thought she was on a date.
I must have needed probably a little bit more. Take a drag of my Camel Crush lights.
Disgusting, dude.
And I was like, I laughed so hard at you, which I think is the only response you can do, which is I think I was on a date with my cousin. You call your best friend. You get laughed at pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then I think I paused and I said, well, did you fuck her?
Of course I did. No, obviously
no,
not.
No, no, we just went to third.
No, fuck you. I couldn't believe that she texted me, hey, I had fun. Because I'm like, don't text me that.
Right,
if you are
over.
My possible cousin, I actually don't want to hear from you.
No.
Do the Irish thing and never talk to me again.
For sure. It's, we all know we're from Ireland.
Don't talk to me.
That was so funny. There have been so many things on this podcast that, like, I think whenever we change location, we change the set. Like, you know, we used to do audio only. We've been in your first apartment. We recorded at UCB Studios for a while.
Yeah.
Then you changed apartments. We were up against one wall. We got a new couch, new background. Now we're here. Like, I always look back and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so hot.
Yeah.
Every time I see myself, I think I've been hot. And it's just so nice to grow together.
And it seems like you haven't grown.
It feels like it. I'm not out there kissing my cousins.
I'm not kissing my... You fuck. You bitch. Okay,
no, wait. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you told them that because there was... The Bumble Fumbles really started from such a real place for you.
They did. Maybe we'll bring back some old segments
yeah.
that we used to do. I want to catch people up because there are a lot of episodes. And if you can't listen to them all, we want you to know who we are, where we've been.
Yeah, I still get... Sometimes people will comment... I'll post like a... engagement photos of me and Nazara yeah. and people will be like, I thought you were dating your podcast co-host.
And you say we are.
I said we are. What are you? You're being weird. No, you're being
weird.
So weird.
We're obviously together.
Wait.
Hashtag cousins.
I was watching. I guess we should. Should we get the episode really going?
Let's yeah. get the episode going. This week on the podcast, we have the amazing... incomparable
multi-hyphenate musician, TikToker, entrepreneur,
30
barber.
Under 30.
Yeah,
incredible
talents, honestly talent.
We have Ezra Michelle on the podcast today, who, and this is also one of my favorite interviews that we've done.
Me too.
This is such a treat, so please sit back, relax, and enjoy our interview with Ezra.
Okay. Are we doing a session right now? Are we doing a session? Can we call this a session?
I think we should call these sessions.
This is a session. What do you think it is?
We've got these.
The recording session.
Yeah, this is technically, legally a recording session.
We're cutting an episode.
Okay.
Cut an episode.
Cutting some tracks.
I need to know more about Pussy Boys.
Okay,
yeah. I want to know everything. Are you guys recording an album right
yes,
now?
Literally right now.
Tell us everything.
As
what
we
are,
speak.
What are the themes? What are you writing about?
Themes? Okay, so I just wrote a new song called Dumb Boy Energy.
Yeah. Incredible.
And it's like very like dumb... And like kind of like a slow pace a little bit, but it's really cute. And there's some like fun things we do where we're yelling like together as
love
a group.
It. Yeah.
And we are recording it in my barbershop / print shop / recording studio in my backyard that I built because I'm a dyke still.
Amazing though.
Still a lesbian.
Everything you're saying though is my dream.
The dyke goes strong.
Well, yeah. I mean,
oh,
I feel like you're born with that type of queer energy where you're like,
yeah.
I'm going to build a print shop.
Yes.
I'm going to build a recording studio in my backyard.
Yeah.
It's, I love
well,
everything
so
about it.
When we started, like when we were touring this house to rent, they were like, oh, and then there's this like weird shed. And I was like, tell me more about this weird shed. So they take us out to the back and like, it's like this, it looks like a murder shed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting. All the shelves are like askew,
yeah.
like that none of them work. And it's just like covered in rat shit, dirt. Can I say shit?
Of course. Say well, it all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Say everything.
I love it. So then I was like, I'll take it. Oh my God,
yeah.
this is so great. It had like the creepy murder fan that was like warped and gross. So I repainted it. I put a new light fixture. I like put flooring in.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It's
so handy.
Beautiful. I'm very handy.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You have
I do
tools.
Feel like shacks, places like this.
Sheds.
Barns.
Shacks.
I do feel like queer people and serial killers. That's the one thing
the
where
overlap.
The Venn diagram comes
yeah.
together
mm-hmm.
is we
sheds.
Love a shed.
We love a shed.
We love like a...
And a project, honestly.
What did straight women start calling them?
Project?
She sheds.
She sheds.
She sheds.
That's what it was.
Shed.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
she shed. I do my...
oh, yeah.
A she shed?
My mother-in-law has a she shed.
Yeah, my Aunt Kelly has a she
yeah.
shed.
And
she shows everybody.
Exactly. And
shed.
It's like,
what's
their,
in there?
It's their favorite
Kelly showed
thing.
She shed to everybody.
Kelly showed her she shed.
I, as a
I just,
bit.
I tried.
To Sandy.
I was
to
a,
Sally.
As a joke, I was calling our guest bedroom. We have a 2-bedroom apartment. I was calling the guest, the second one, a she shed for a while.
Yeah.
And then Nazara, my fiance, started being in there more. So we call it the we shed. which I think is
that's very cute,
really sweet.
It's very sweet,
and it's nooch, gender.
It's nooch, but it's also it's all of us. What am I going to do alone in a shed? Can crank I be honest? I'm tired.
She shed also feels gender neutral.
Yeah, you know what?
Because
you're right.
It's so queer. Like
let's
to
just
me,
just make it gender neutral. I've made so many things gender neutral that are very much not. You know,
I feel like the pronoun she is gender neutral.
She is gender neutral.
I'm sorry,
dude. Feels
gender neutral. I she myself hard.
You do
all day. At this point, I'm 10 years in.
Right.
Like, she could not hurt me anymore.
She just feels queer.
It does,
yeah. It feels so queer to me.
Oh, she's feeling herself.
Exactly. I'm like, who are we kidding?
I can't say, oh, he's feeling himself.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he, very gendered.
It takes away from it. Really.
It's just not as cool.
I mean, I do identify with he, him pronouns, but like, reluctantly. Yeah. Not with passion.
The eye roll.
Not with passion.
Not with
so
fervor.
Good.
Yes.
Oh my god.
It just so happens to be the right.
I know.
Right.
You know, whatever.
God.
I hate being a boy, but I love it also. It's just I can't help it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Right.
See, this is why like being trans is not a choice. If I could be a woman,
right,
I would so do it.
They say it's so much,
much
it's so much easier.
I love women so much.
It's so much easier.
It's so much easier.
And that's what I tell everybody. No,
it's
being
so
a man
simple.
Is so easy. Yeah. I don't have to try that hard. People just fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That is so nice.
Yeah,
it's a privilege.
It must be nice.
No, it's really nice. No, it is. I'm telling you. It's really, it's great.
Okay, we do have a Bumble Fumble for you.
I don't know what that is.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Rachel's going to tell you what a Bumble Fumble is while I pull it up on my phone.
Okay, perfect. A Bumble Fumble basically is like a dating mishap.
Say it faster.
Faster. I'm doing cutting a session in 2x speed. We have our listeners who we call our Dianes or our Sharks, and they'll send us in like a dating snafu. Sometimes it's like a sex mistake or, you know, you go on a date and you find out they're your cousin. That type of thing. It's pretty exciting. And if you have one that you want to share afterwards, we'd love to hear it.
Great.
Yeah.
This was
Bumble
emailed in.
I get it. Bumble Fumble.
Like the app.
Yeah. Like you fumbled
just
a date.
Two words that sound fun together. No,
and
I get
they
it.
Do.
Okay. This is a mother fumble inspired by Ray's recent bondage rope story.
For backstory, in the wee shed, there's a bed. My parents stayed there. And underneath the pillow was a sex toy that my fiance was hiding for me. And my mom found it.
Why were they hiding it from you?
She was hiding it because she was going to give it to me for Christmas in my stocking and she forgot.
Oh.
Because we do sex toys for Santa.
That's cute.
And she forgot and my mom found it.
Okay.
And that was my Bumble Fumble.
Cute.
I had to have my mom show me holding a, it was rope. So it could have been a lot more graphic than
sure.
that. But
and that's
it,
pretty dykey to just have rope.
It unfortunately,
but
the
it
packaging
bondage.
Said bondage on it.
Got it. So it wasn't just a rope.
I wish it was loose rope, but it was not. So that was my fumble. So this is kind of in response to that one.
Okay.
Response. Okay, great. When I moved from L.A. to New York, I forgot my favorite vibrator in L.A. I had left it under my pillow in my room at my parents' house, and I panicked. I just want to pause real quick.
Yeah, where do you keep your vibrator?
Not under my pillow.
Right.
It's like under lock and key.
Whoa.
In the neighbor's apartment. Like it's
you have to get
far.
A spare key.
Yes.
You have to do like.
No, I have to
have
the landlord let me in.
Listen to the safe. Like, have you ever seen somebody
the
listen
stethoscope?
To a safe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mine's so far from my bedroom pillow.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
My sex toys are in a very specific soft
cube.
Target cube.
I know. You tell me all the time. I'm like, if I ever see it, I'll know exactly.
You know
what's
the in cubes
there.
That have that hole in it? It's like a bookshelf almost.
Yeah.
It's from like college days.
Okay.
Yes.
No, yeah. I have cubes like that, but we have wicker baskets.
Oh, nice. More structure.
Yeah, a little more structure. But.
Okay. So this person panicked. Either my mom, dad, or the housekeeper was going to find it, and I had
housekeeper flex.
Big flex. Yeah. I had mere days to figure out the plan. I decided my best option was to just call my mom and tell her I had left the toy under my pillow and could she please move it before I traumatized the housekeeper. She agreed, and I could hear the eye roll through the phone. She was coming to visit New York soon, so I actually took it a step further and asked if she could bring it to me. For some reason, she agreed, with only minor teasing. She did, in fact, transport my vibrator across the entire U.S.
Oh, my God.
And it found its way back to me safe and sound. If I remember correctly, she had packed it inside some designer dust bag meant for shoes, which is very on brand for her.
I don't
her.
Know what a dust bag is.
So if you buy like a really nice like Chanel shoes, they give you a bag to put the shoes in to keep it.
Oh, wow. Must be nice.
That's hot.
Dust bag.
Dust?
That's what I call my bag.
Stop it. Oh, wow. I'm glad you took that opportunity.
That's so good. Ken, you've been so funny today that I can't even look at you.
Okay. Just imagine if it had started buzzing in her bag and she was arrested for being a domestic terrorist. Okay. Why did I not just tell her to toss it and I could buy a new one?
Right.
So not only was she physically very close to the vibrator, but she touched it, packed it, checked it with her luggage, and flew it to my dumb, horny ass, and so I didn't have to spend $200 on a replacement.
Okay.
I do stand flex. By this toy.
Wow. Another choice. Flex.
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
That the toy is $200?
Rich. First of all, rich.
Yeah. It's giving
housekeeper
wealth.
Housekeeper and... Oh, dust I just bag. Drop another $200. Like, why did I do that? That's so silly. I'm sorry.
No. It's... What is your reaction to this fumble?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't think this is much of a fumble.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would gladly ask either one of my parents to
are
transport.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm for real.
How close are you with your parents?
Pretty close.
We're phone calling like regularly?
My mom, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Especially my mom. My mom would be like, okay, honey.
So, but to me, that's
no
not
question.
Even, it's not even close. It's do you have any shame?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
That's a shame thing. So
yeah.
You have no shame.
I have no shame.
Like, I'm close with my parents, and I would never bring up anything phallic. I don't even talk about popsicles, bananas,
oh
nothing
God.
Like that.
No, I think that that's healthier than my reaction.
I agree.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I think we're all in agreement. I, like, so I was, like, parentified by both my parents,
yeah.
Do you understand? Like, no. I was their, like, therapist. I was, like, their person. They divorced, young, like, when I was pretty young.
Okay.
So, like, boundaries, what are those? We don't
Got
have
it.
That.
Got
so,
it.
It's, like, it's not great that I'd be so comfortable
right.
being, like, hey, mom, can you just, like, pick up my disgusting
the
vibrator?
The fact that it's used. I think that's where I'm, like, no.
Oh,
the fact that it's, if I had left a in-package, never touched vibrator, I still wouldn't call my parents.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
But I would feel more comfortable about it.
Okay.
The fact that this person was like, it's used and under my pillow, so you didn't wash it.
Right.
No, it's on your pillow.
You guys.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, unfortunately, because I don't, I have a, if I would have known or seen my mom being near to a sex toy, like, I definitely don't want to use it anymore.
Yeah.
It's lost its kind of fun, sexy energy. It has transferred mom energy onto it. It has
Fair.
Absorbed Jean, and I now can know I have to forfeit it in all.
100%.
However, I can see, like, I have that thing in me where if I sense I'm going to look kind of goofy or embarrassed or I've made a whoopsies, my instinct, because my trauma response, instead of ignoring it and blaming it on somebody else, I do have the same thing of, like, let me run at it.
That's that one.
So,
I do that too.
And that's where I would be like, mom, get my sex toy, because I'm just going to, I'm like, I can't wait for the tension to break any longer if you're going to find it or not. I'm going to jump on the grenade.
Power through it. Just feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it. Yeah.
This is my problem.
Because Ken's covered in shame.
I'm covered in shame, but I would figure out a way to get it out of the house. Like, I would, what is it when you, is it called swatting? When you call, like, the SWAT team to your house?
Oh,
you
would, I didn't know
I would
there
do something
was a
like
verb.
That. I would figure out a way to get the diller out.
Yeah.
I would have somebody set fire to the home. I would have somebody,
wow.
like a friend, go rob my parents.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But this is what bothers me the most, is that the mother not only picked it up,
yeah.
but took care of your diller.
Right.
Like,
what
she
do you call
parent
it?
A diller.
A diller. Like dildo.
Dildo. Vibrator.
Diller. Yeah.
Diller.
Never your mom, like, parented your sex toy.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
a minor
like
can't cross
you know
state
what it's,
lines.
It's reminding me of, like, did you guys ever have Tamagotchis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Your mom Tamagotchied your vibrator.
For sure.
All the way.
Yeah.
I could never look at it again.
I would get really logical. I'd get really pragmatic about it. I'd
yeah.
be like, hi. So this might be really uncomfortable for you, but I'm just going to, like, tell you what it is. So listen, under my pillow, you're going to find a dildo.
Right.
I'd like you to put it in a Ziploc bag. You don't need to do anything special. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Roll it up.
Roll it up.
But then they have to
shove
touch
it in the lining
it.
Of your suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would want one of the mechanical arms.
Yeah, yeah,
do you
yeah.
know your, like your a dad? Claw. Yeah, your dad like had like the claws.
Shark mouth.
That's yeah. what I would need them to. I would actually Amazon Prime them a claw.
I love when cute. You say things that remind me how that you have an older dad.
My dad is.
Oh, you know, like the claws that yeah. people have.
No. Yeah. My dad couldn't bend over.
I love that. Dentist dad.
Dentist dad.
Yeah. You got to find a workaround for touching it, I think, is that's pretty tough.
Yeah. I would have called somebody. But this was...
There's a
I
handle. Think, it's not like it's just dripping in lube and pussy juice. Like,
you know,
not mine.
I don't know this
None
person.
Of mine.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe it
yeah.
is.
Mine isn't. Mine would be like pretty much look like regular.
Yeah. If
the sheets would absorb anything at that right. point, too. Also, okay, like... let's go further back.
Please.
We're going to need to.
The housekeeper can handle that.
Yeah.
Housekeeper could definitely handle
like,
that.
Let it just be what it is. I would actually just ignore it. Yeah.
Because I bet you 9 times out of 10, yeah. the housekeeper's finding that every time.
For oh, sure.
Every week.
Time. For sure.
Yes.
The housekeeper's seen way yeah. worse yeah. than your little vibrator.
Yeah.
Nancy.
I left a butt plug in my shower when the housekeeper came.
Yeah.
And like they aligned
they
it
clean?
With the,
oh.
like the shampoo bottle and the conditioner. Like they lined it up and then it was like butt plug.
Oh my gosh, cute. You know, I was picturing hey. It in reverse order, which is funny, that the butt plug would be the biggest and then it made its way
oh,
down.
No. It was,
of course, the other way.
Because
they do, they usually do it in order of
size,
like yeah. Russian stacking dolls, kind mm-hmm. of.
Or like AT&T raising the bar.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
like that.
Anybody remember that?
100%.
Singular.
Yeah.
Singular raising the bar.
That was
singular.
Let's go
that
back.
Brings me back.
Let's go back in time.
Have you ever found a sex toy that wasn't yours?
Yes.
And what it. What
it was
happened?
My ex-girlfriend's. She knows this. We're still friends. But it was a pretty large ding-dong.
Yeah, a
It
dealer.
Was in Mexico that she left it there. And then, because we were traveling together yeah. in Mexico, at my dad's house in Mexico. And then it was during COVID times. And she left early because she got really worried about getting COVID. I actually ended up getting COVID.
Oh
so it was for good reason.
Yeah.
And then when I got back, I broke up with her for all other good reasons.
Of course.
She was 17 years older than me. It just was never oh. going to work. She had 2 kids.
Wow.
There was long distance. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, it's very lesbian of us to be like, it's going to work. We can make this work.
So she had flown to Mexico.
With a giant ding dong.
Can I ask, Subway $5 foot long? What are we?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, pretty much.
Massive.
Yeah. Like a little smaller than a Subway.
How do you forget that?
You know, she left in haste.
Okay.
You know, right. It was a scary time.
It was yeah. the pandemic.
It was a pandemia.
I know, it's just such a large thing to forget.
Do you remember?
I feel like when you lift up your suitcase, you would feel the 5-pound difference.
Do you remember those videos of like the empty Times Square and the empty streets? Just know that like below the eye level are a bunch of sex toys just left there.
Being forgotten.
Just in the wind. Oh. Dillers.
In haste.
Gone.
In the wind.
Big.
Do you have any Bumble Fumbles that
I'm
you'd
sure
like
I
to
do.
Share?
Yeah. I want to go way back, though. Let's
we
take it
to.
Back. I was 17 when yeah. this happened. So I don't want to, like, incriminate anyone, but she was in college.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know that I was 17. I met her at this show. I used to go to punk shows in this college town called Isla Vista, which mm-hmm. is in Santa Barbara.
Oh, I know Ivy.
Oh, you know Ivy?
Yeah, you guys are buck wild up there.
Yeah.
It's
no,
like... Per capita, I think you guys sell the most alcohol
yeah.
in IV more than any other place in the country.
When I was in high school, we'd get PSAs every Halloween
mm-hmm.
being like, do not go.
Yeah.
You will get murdered.
Yes.
Wow.
And like, it's not a joke. Like, people did actually get murdered.
Oh my God.
In IV. Like,
it's crazy
it would
up
get
there.
Really crazy. Yeah. So, of
Beautiful.
Course, in high school, I would go. Of course, I would go. Because, you know, I could. So,
yeah.
I did. And I was at a punk show in this garage called the Biko Garage. It was a very cool place to hang out. Mm-hmm. And I met this girl who was like covered in tattoos and she was like yoga teacher and she was like really hot. And I was 17, a virgin, nobody knew because I told everyone that I wasn't a virgin.
A secret virgin?
I was a secret virgin.
I love a secret virgin.
Yeah.
It was pretty precious, honestly. I was really cocky, overly confident, dykey. I had a mullet.
Incredible.
I had just come out like a year prior. And so.
So you were ready.
I was ready. I was horny.
Yeah.
I was ready. She picked me up. Like, she was just like, hey,
Okay.
And I love like, her slanky torso. Oh yeah.
She was that's a yoga mobile. Instructor. Right. She's a yoga instructor. She's very mobile.
Her so chakras mobile. Were open.
Oh, open and aligned. And I was just like really like pretending to be really confident. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a college student all of a sudden. Yeah. I was a junior in high school, actually.
That's insane. Yes. That's insane.
I'm in all these freshman seminars. I'm on the quad.
Yeah.
We're rushing.
Yeah, we're rushing.
Yeah.
And so she was like, you want to come back to my place after this? And I was like, people in movies say yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then she cooked us salmon.
Oh my God. We watched.
What time of night is this?
This was 10 p.m.
Okay. Incredible time for fish.
I'm like, this is too late for
salmon.
Salmon
is also, salmon is grown. Like when you're a junior in high school,
no, I know.
If a woman is making you salmon, you're like, are we going to read later? Are we?
Okay,
should I bring
just
bifocals?
Wait, just wait, because you're getting ahead of yourself. I'll make this briefer though, because okay. So we watched the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Yeah,
incredible.
She showed it to me.
Love.
Was that your first viewing?
Oh yeah,
great.
I was new.
Yeah,
I was a baby. I was new, and I was just like, no, I've never seen this before, but I've seen all the other ones.
All the other ones,
right? Yeah. Of course.
I've watched the L Word like 5 times through.
Oh my God.
And then, so she made a salmon, we ate, we watched the movie, and then she was like, let's go upstairs. And I was like, okay, this is what people do.
Is this an apartment? A condo?
It was it was an apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, she had roommates. We went to her bedroom, she had a, like, mattress on the floor, but it was, like, cute. It was, like, there were, like, stringy lights. No, yeah. But a lot of books.
Sometimes it's more like a nook and not gross, like you're thinking.
Yes, it was clean. It was clean.
Like a love
nest.
It was a nook. You know, to pick up juniors in high school.
You're never going
to
catch me. On a mattress on the floor.
I swear to God, it was Pinteresty. I'm not kidding.
Before Pinterest?
Yeah.
This is before. Pinterest
had to be based on something.
And it was this yoga
instructor.
It was
this girl. I forgot her name. Anyway, that's probably good. So the mattress was there, and then there was a wall of books.
Hot.
College.
Yeah.
And then, so I laid down, and then she took off her shirt and had a sports bra on.
Incredible.
And, like, some booty shorts and, like, laid down. And then I was like, what are these books?
Stop!
And my heart's like, I'm like palpitating. Like, it's really, I'm like hyperventilating almost. And she's like, oh, well, this one's my favorite. And reaches over, tits in my face, reaches over and gets out the all lesbian sex book or whatever the fuck that's called. You know that.
I mean, I don't know it, but I'm loving where you're going.
The lesbian sex book where there's like a bunch of different like
positions.
Thick.
Yeah.
It's a thick
book. Is it like a Kama Sutra?
It's like, but it's like comedy a little bit. It's like lighthearted.
I do know what you're talking about. Yes.
It's lighthearted. Yeah. So then she starts flipping through and she's like, anyway, so, and I was like, that's fun.
Oh my God. That's fun.
And then
the
I was like,
the virgin's coming out.
I was not able to keep it up at that point. I was so scared. And she was like trying to like pet me and like do this. And I'm like so scared. And then I just was like, well, I'm pretty tired. And then I rolled over.
Did you fall asleep in this woman's bed?
Yes.
No.
I went to bed.
You were full from all that salmon.
I was so full. I just went to bed. And she just still had the book out. And she was like flipping through. And I was like, well, good night. And then she just put it down and like went to sleep. And then at 5 a.m, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, shame. And then I just like put my stuff on and like
got
left.
The fuck out. Yeah.
I just got the fuck out.
That's the only way to do it.
And then I called my best friend and I was like, Jack, guess what I did last night? And sent him a photo of her Instagram or whatever and was like, I hooked up with this girl.
And
I lied.
That rocks.
I lied.
And you slept there.
I slept there.
Technically,
and
you did sleep with her.
I did, exactly. Yeah.
Technically, you did sleep with her.
So I didn't feel that bad because I wasn't lying.
Oh, that's the sweetest story.
That really is, like,
because it reminds me of a lot of times I've had where you have somebody so obviously hitting on you and you're like, well, I don't know what to do here.
Good night.
Think I'll go to bed. It's so funny. That rock.
It reminds me, we were talking about this a few episodes ago, but like when there are certain scenarios you're in where you start to feel like I've seen this in a movie where I know that this woman, this deity, this sexual being is putting on a platter something for me that is so exciting and I am meeting you with a zero.
Yeah.
I have nothing to give you in return. I don't have lingerie. I don't have any moves. I can kiss good And that is all I got, baby.
Yeah. I wasn't even confident about that yeah. at that point.
You're like, I've practiced on a pillow and...
And boys yeah, who yeah. were bad yeah. at kissing.
Why are boys so
of
bad at
course.
Kissing?
Porn?
Mm. Oh.
Maybe it's porn?
That does
it must
make sense.
Be. Me not ever seeing kissing in porn, working on that, thinking about that, working through that, okay. digesting that. Huh.
Also empathy.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they don't really have to learn empathy because they're not afraid for their lives, I think,
right.
at young ages
we
often.
We should change that.
Yeah, we should scare little boys more.
Us no, but I grown, think, grown queer people.
I think like with like assigned female at birth folks, like we tend to just like be more in tune with energy.
Yeah.
And like that's kind of what kissing is. Mm-hmm. It's like an exchange of energy and saliva and
yeah.
attention.
And teeth.
Pacing.
Teeth. Lots my, of teeth. All of my... Hopefully.
You're doing it right.
I don't think you're throwing teeth kind of into my mouth somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of my first kisses and making outs and all of those things were with one girl. And so I remember kissing a guy after I had kissed a girl 1,000 times.
And?
Oh my God.
It's just interesting. I think a lot of queer people will be like, I was like, you know, I was with guys and then I had this moment with a woman and mine was the truly inverse because I knew exactly what to do with girls. So I knew like I would touch like a woman's body, you know, like chest and yeah. ass. And I remember kissing a guy being like, where do I... touch anything
you
I'm like
hold
squeezing
those little
ass
the little butt
yeah, the little butt.
Little butt
but it was overwhelming when you go in reverse order because I was like the kissing was so different and a high school yeah. boy is not kissing the same at all
yeah mm-hmm.
a high school boy isn't meant to be kissing a lesbian
no
and no
but boy they, are they
boy they do
they do
but
kiss
they
lesbians
they to do it yes yeah, yeah.
Almost exclusively
yeah
yeah.
Oh, yeah
and then straight girls really do be kissing gay theater boys
oh
yes they
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if that's what happens. In high school, straight boys date secret dykes.
Yeah.
And then straight girls are dating theater gays.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a wow. tale as old as time.
You know,
I
cracked it.
I yeah. would listen to an entire podcast about people kissing gay people kissing straight people at that time of the age.
Do straight people really exist? At this point in time. I mean, I don't want to get all controversial.
Well, let's see when the Gallup poll comes around at the end of the year.
In my experience, no.
Okay, same.
I haven't talked to a straight person since 2019.
Let you do this next one.
It's been a really long time for me too.
We definitely don't have them on the pod.
okay. We have an Ask a Dyke.
Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've got to ask a dyke tonight. I've got to know.
Ask a dyke.
Our Dianes will send in questions that they would like answered. And this one is kind of long. Hold on, I'm trying to remember what this was about.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes. I'm not a strong reader.
Okay, so please call me Garrett, he, him. I'm F to M, nearly 6 years into my transition and absolutely loving every second of living my best life.
Go, Garrett.
Long story long, and it is a right. long one. Buckle up.
It's giving trans mass. Continue.
I've been with a woman for 5 years. We met on a dating website, not to name names, plenty of fish.
Great.
And we clicked right away. I was going through a rough breakup, and she really opened my eyes to what and who else is out there. We've been engaged for a year and are set to get married at the end of this year, 2023. Oh, so this has already happened. They should be married at this point.
We hope.
I love her.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Let's get to the
end. Let's get to the end.
I love her in ways that I didn't know were possible. I swear the sun carves her beauty into this earth.
Oh my God. Trans men. Again.
Her beauty. What is it? Carves?
The sun carves her beauty into this earth. I mean.
I love us. I love you, Garrett.
Yeah, this rocks. Okay, my family has always been very supportive of me, and I'm extremely blessed to be able to say that. Her family, though, has not been. And this makes it really hard for me to want to be around them, and honestly, it makes it hard for my heart to be in this relationship. My fiancé's father has had his friends pull me aside to tell me how to act like a man.
Oh.
Her aunt has said, I just call Garrett so I don't get the pronouns mixed up. She also constantly calls me she if she doesn't use my name, even though she has known me for 5 years and never as a woman. That's insane. My brother is constantly posting. Oh, her brother is constantly posting very violent anti-LGBTQ content, trans in particular. And when I tried to tell my girlfriend that it made me uncomfortable, she said, that's just how he is. He probably doesn't even know you're trans. I feel like being with her, I have to hide who I am. I feel like I want to be, I feel like I do not want to be openly trans, and I don't want to be openly LGBT. But this cannot be blamed all on her. I live in North Dakota, and if you haven't heard about the anti-trans bills being passed here, I highly suggest it. They've attempted to implement a $1,500 fine for anybody identifying as trans and 20 other different bills. Anyways, this place is sickening. I digress. Since listening to your podcast and truly doing some soul searching, I found that I really do not want kids. And I don't think I'm monogamous. I'm bisexual. All of these things are absolutely earth-shattering, life-changing, and I can't talk to my partner about this because I know she won't understand. She absolutely would not be poly. She already doesn't want me to get bottom surgery. Not that it was part of the plan. It just feels like an attack on me, and she's definitely not into guys.
Oh.
I guess my question is, how do I talk to her about this? I feel dirty trying to explain. Excuse me. I feel dirty even trying to explain the way I feel, and I know she won't understand.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, Garrett.
Thanks
Garrett.
For any help.
Thank you so much for writing in to us, Garrett. This is so, it's so tough because I feel like listening to this, we start with such like a beautiful introduction to his fiance.
The sun carves her body into the earth or right. whatever.
So like the love picture is painted mm-hmm. and then you have to go into how transphobic and homophobic the family is mm-hmm. and it ends kind of with this like we all know mm-hmm. that this isn't gonna
this isn't sustainable
isn't right
no
oh so am I what do you think?
Oh no, God no. I mean I relate to it though. I mean I had a partner before I transitioned who was with me through my transition in the early days. And her family misgendered me, too. And it was really a point of contention for us because, like, it wasn't that she was a lesbian. Like, she was into whoever, whatever. Yeah. Like, she actually had only ever dated cis guys before me. And then I was her first lesbian, and then it turns out I was a boy.
Right.
But, it was – she defended me, though. Like,
see, that's what I'm looking for in this story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's what, yeah.
You need a partner who's going to stand up for you when people are actively hurting your fiance.
Yes.
I honestly even heard the fiance defending the uncle mm-hmm. or like the other,
the brother.
The brother, the family member.
You can, if you are ever and you're in a relationship with a queer person or whatever. You can never be like, oh, he probably just doesn't know. Like, that's just him.
No, it's not about you. No.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good.
Violent.
Well, and it doesn't validate, too. I'm like, I know these things are complex and like there's certain levels. Some families, it's a privilege to be out and not every family dynamic even allows for the verbiage of it. Like, right. Honestly. So like, but there is, this is also like not even validating how your partner is feeling in that.
It's also aiding to more emotional trauma for your partner. What the fuck?
Right.
Yeah. And chances are, I mean, like if you're wanting to explore your bisexuality and are interested in polyamory mm-hmm. and your partner isn't, and you know that you can't even bring it up as a conversation, that's probably not a super healthy dynamic to be in. Like if you can't even talk about stuff that it's like, you know, obviously these conversations aren't easy to have. Mm-hmm. With a partner, if, like, you know how they're going to react. But also, like, if you're silencing yourself and, like, your desires and your wants, like, it's essentially just, like, killing part of yourself. And if you're super happy to be existing in your body as a man and, like, you know, in your identity as a trans guy, you want to experience being, like, all of you, you know, 100% of yourself, not just, like, part of yourself. That's the whole point, I think, of coming out.
100%. Well, her being like, her saying to Garrett, you can't get bottom surgery you can't tell your partner what they can and cannot do with their body.
Mm-mm. No.
That isn't.
Yeah. Even if you have reservations about it, like, I would talk to your therapist about it. Talk to your buddies about it. Don't talk to the person who's like trying to like, you know, I don't know. Just don't talk to the trans person about your reservations about their body.
Yeah.
That feels bad.
And that's your fiance.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to have their back. I mean, I have my wife's back through anything. And if people ever said shit about, like, I would be cutting off that brother.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
But I would, too.
But you, I mean,
I think
crazy.
It's, like, it's so sad. Like, I think about, in the context of, like, Nazara and I, mm-hmm. and I've been thinking about getting a boob job, which is what I've been calling top surgery. And I think about the idea... It's just for, that's for me. That makes
so
me feel
funny.
Safe, and it's hysterical.
Yeah,
and that's how I talk about it with my sister and everyone. And like thinking about, because even to let yourself kind of start to be like accepting of these other, like he's like I'm a fucking guy.
Yeah.
To even get to that within yourself,
yeah.
is it takes like a lot of like work and trust within your own self. And then so Nazar and I have also been together for 5 years, the same amount of time. Thinking about if I even got the inkling that like my partner would have any type of feelings about what I would want to do with my own expression of my body, it would make that so much fucking harder. And yeah. honestly, like not even within yourself, it would make me be like, I don't know, like fuck.
Wait, but didn't this email also say that Garrett's fiance doesn't like men?
And it says, and she is definitely not into guys, which I feel like, I mean.
That's a thing though.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like women or just people being, or yeah, femmes being like, not, I'm not into guys, but
we'll date trans men.
But I like trans men. Yeah. And that it feels shit for a lot of people.
That is the most insane thing to say out loud.
Yes. It's okay to feel some type of way about things, but like at the same time, like, okay.
You have to say, you have to be like, I am not into cis men then.
Exactly.
You
just
can't say I'm
men.
Not into men yeah. and you're dating a man.
Yeah.
What literally. Do you mean?
That's all you need to do is just say
that.
Oh,
I'm getting fired up.
Yeah.
Because like, if somebody says they're not into cis men, but they like me, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Like not a lot of trans guys feel that way, but I'm just like, okay, so like that says more about that person than it says anything about me or invalidating right. my gender. Like, I don't know. It just, I don't see it as an insult, but a lot of guys really do.
Yeah.
I'm all for, by the way, like the term lesbian being more expansive regarding gender and yeah. attraction. However, straight up being like, I am a trans guy. My partner is definitely not into guys. It just feels yeah. really, yeah.
The wording?
Yeah.
Sounds, yeah.
I feel like I wish I could just run in and grab Garrett. I feel like Garrett's really getting it on every single angle here. And yeah. I would love to give Garrett a break.
I'd love to give Garrett a little hug.
Yeah.
Garrett, if you're listening, did you guys get married?
Yeah, we'd love to know.
Yeah, give us an update,
Please
Garrett.
Please give us an update.
It's like one of those things where you hear... I mean, I have like a few straight friends.
Yeah.
That's not a brag. And they, you ever hear like your straight,
like,
or I guess
sorry.
Like, well, yeah. or you know, like your straight gal pals in college where yeah. they're dating men that are like actively cheating on them. And they're
yes.
like, anyways, yeah. we're still, I'm still meeting his family later. And you're
yes.
like,
I'm engaged.
Right? Yeah. And you're like, oh no,
yeah,
like
yeah. Yikes.
Shit.
I talked to one of those girls last night, actually.
And
she told the entire story of like how insane this boy is that she's still with, like didn't disclose that he had a kid, just like just really like
wow.
territorial and like controlling and all this stuff. And then at the end I was like, so what are you gonna do? And she's like, I don't know. And I was just like,
what do you mean?
I've broken up with people over like
nothing.
Very little things.
Absolutely.
Basically nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I just can't even imagine.
That's
like,
insane.
I don't know.
What do you think I should do?
He sent her a $10 Starbucks gift card for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
That would be my deal breaker.
Can I be honest?
Wait, didn't even give it to her? Like sent it through
it
her
to
phone?
Her. They're long distance.
My real estate agent sent me a bigger gift for
yes.
Valentine's Day.
That's
like,
what
that's
we said.
That's a slap
yeah.
in the face.
I know. I was like, just don't give.
Dude,
I'm sorry. Oh my God.
What are you doing?
I was trying to pull down the email or like go back to my home screen.
Phones are hard.
Phones are really hard.
They're sensitive.
they're always there.
This has been an amazing episode with you.
Thank you.
You're like my all-time favorite.
You're such a great guest.
Oh, good.
On like podcasts.
Yeah.
Like
awesome.
You're incredible at this.
I'm so glad to hear it. I was really nervous.
You should never be nervous.
Oh,
with us.
No.
Stakes right. couldn't
never
be
mind.
Lower. Never mind. Delete it.
No, this is so, I'm like, yeah, it's really, I love having you on, and I really appreciate you coming here.
Yeah,
and like being so open and like talking to us.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
I can't wait for your music.
Yes, I can't wait to show it to y'all. Maybe one day I can come back.
You have to come back.
Yeah.
And maybe we could just be friends too.
No, I would love that. I'm getting my way closer by getting to Wes, which I feel like we're halfway there.
Oh yeah.
Wes was like, come see the show, and I'm like, absolutely, I'll be there.
Oh, can I announce it?
Please.
So we have a show coming up at the Peppermint Club. We're playing Breaking Sound, which is a big deal in LA. Oh. So it's on the 27th of March at the Peppermint Club. You should buy tickets in advance because they're cheaper.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
We're going.
We'll be there. We love the Peppermint Club.
Yeah, I do.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, it's fun. But it's really cute.
Oh, it's fun.
I think I'll go.
Yeah.
I think I'll do it.
Oh, my God. We'll see you there.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Rachel Scanlon.
I'm Ezra Michelle.
Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.